Simon Ches Sif Test. Koidim Shivora, before a person makes a bracha and a tzitzis, V'ayim b'chutei tzitzis imheim k'sheirim k'dei shelo yivorech bracha l'batol. This is a chiddush, because even though the concept that we say something has a chazoka, that till now everything was alright, but even so, there's two reasons why one should check it. Number one is that bracha l'batol is a very serious issue, and therefore we're more machmir in respect to bracha l'batol and not to rely on the chazoka. And also it's a type of chazaka that does change once in a while, and therefore if you can check it, you should check it. So once again, one should check his tzitzis before he makes a bracha. There's another eitzah, before you put your talis away, if you check the tzitzis then, and you put in the, wherever you're putting them, so obviously, unless as you were pulling it out, you felt something ripping, you could rest assured that everything remained the way it was. In respect to the checking the talis cotton, if you plan to make a bracha on the talis cotton, it will be dependent on the reasons. The problem is bracha l'vatola. So you don't have a bracha l'batol v'tayas kotten, because anyway you can be making a bracha on the tayas kotten, and that bracha won't be l'batol. Just we have a concern of another reason, that maybe it got ripped and then you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis. So if the reason why you have to check it is because of the chash of bracha l'batol, you would not have to do it. If the concern is that since it's something that every once in a while the tzitzis do get ripped, and maybe you're going to be in the kind of mitzvah without the tzitzis, then for that reason you would have to check it.